Wally's in lockdown. Ed Brady, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, boys. Day one of lockdown here in England. It's over and done with, and let's pray and hope that we're out of it come December the 2nd, as promised by Boris Johnson.
Well, he's selling a bit of hope today, saying there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, we gave a news conference a couple of hours ago, and that was exactly the phrase he used. He pointed out that great scientific work is underway in the UK at the moment with this vaccine from Oxford University and also another one at Imperial College in London. So let's see what happens there. On the COVID front today, similar numbers to yesterday, so they're not good. And he also pointed out that two other European countries are now on the quarantine list. So anyone coming in here from Sweden and Germany will have to self-isolate for 14 days. Also self-isolating is the Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab, who has apparently been in contact with someone who's tested positive for COVID. So the Foreign Secretary must stay home for a fortnight.
Wow. Now, there's an unusual wedding.
Yeah, it's a lovely story. And I know we're ages away from the festive season. However, a girl called Tilly Christmas has married her boyfriend, Kieran White. And they've decided that they will be called Mr. and Mrs. White Christmas. They're
brilliant.
From Bridport in Dorset. It's brilliant. I love it. I love this story. They're from the south coast. They're down in Dorset. They've got married at the Roman Baths in Bath. And yes, that is their name going forward. They will enter the festive season and married life forever after. They met at primary school. They've been friends since they were children. And they are now Mr. and Mrs. White Christmas.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I love it.
That is good indeed. Nice way to finish the week. Enjoy your lockdown, mate. We'll do it again on Monday, but you will be back with Oliver this afternoon. You take care.
Back a winner at Ascot, Millsy. Have a great weekend, guys.